Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Is the concept of heroism on the decline? Bruce Peabody, professor of political science at Farley Dickinson University, explains what we can learn about American heroism from big data.
In recent years, popular interest in heroism has been fueled by the September 11th attacks and the return of military veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq. But scholars have long been interested in what it means to be a hero, and whether the U.S. has more or fewer heroes than in the past. An emerging tool, big data analytics, gives us new opportunities to address these questions. Many researchers believe that by combining separate drops of information into pools and even oceans, we can better understand everything from why people vote to where epidemics are most likely to break out. So what does big data teach us about heroism? In my research with a colleague, we have uncovered patterns in how thousands of book and magazine writers talk about heroes and heroic deeds. Perhaps not surprisingly, wars have often driven hero talk. 1 year after the end of the American Civil War, references to heroes reached their historic peak, but we have also experienced upticks following both world wars. Some commentators have argued that the emergence of celebrity culture has crowded out heroism, but our research finds that this is not the case, at least not yet. In books, references to heroes still far exceed references to celebrities. Martin Luther King, for example, was mentioned more often than Michael Jordan, Elvis Presley, and all the Kardashians combined. That said, American attitudes toward heroism are changing. In today's books, we talk about heroes at only 60% of the top rate from the 19th century, and we are much more likely to look to sports heroes and local rather than national figures. While the health of American heroes may not be as robust as in the past, the reports of their demise are certainly exaggerated.
That was Bruce Peabody of Farley Dickinson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.